This is the Sakar Merli of the 22nd of May, 2025. Essence, sweet children, whatever you see with your eyes, it is all the paraphernalia of the old world. It has to be destroyed. Therefore, remove this land of sorrow from your intellects. Question. What do human beings blame the Father for, when, in fact, it is no one's fault? Answer. Human beings believe that the huge destruction that takes place is inspired by God, that He is the one who causes sorrow as well as giving happiness. They have put all the blame on the Father. The Father says, "Children, I am always the bestower of happiness. I cannot cause sorrow for anyone. If I inspired destruction to take place, all the sin would then fall on me. Everything happens according to the drama. I do not make it happen." Song. O traveller of the night, do not become weary. The destination of the dawn is not far off. Om Shanti. Many songs are very good for teaching you children. You will be able to speak this knowledge by extracting the meaning of such songs. It is in the intellects of you children that the pilgrimages of the night have come to an end, and that you are all on the pilgrimage of the day. The pilgrimages of the night, where you stumble around in the dark, are on the path of devotion. While going on the pilgrimages of the night for half a cycle, you have been continuing to come down. You have now come here to go on the pilgrimage of the day. Only once do you go on this pilgrimage. You know that by going on the pilgrimage of remembrance, you change from Tamopratan to Satopratan, and that you then become the masters of the Satopratan Golden Age. By becoming Satopratan, you become the masters of the Golden Age. Then, by becoming Tamopratan, you become the masters of the Iron Age. That is called heaven, and this is called hell. You children are now remembering the Father. You only receive happiness from the Father. Those who are unable to speak this knowledge would simply remember that land of peace is the home of us souls, that the land of happiness is the kingdom of heaven, and that this is now a land of sorrow, the kingdom of Ravan. The Father says, "Now forget this land of sorrow. Although you are living here, let your intellects remember that whatever you see with your eyes, it all belongs to the kingdom of Ravan. All of those bodies you see are also the paraphernalia of the old world. All of that paraphernalia has to be sacrificed into this sacrificial fire. When those impure Brahmins create a sacrificial fire, they sacrifice sesame seeds, etc., into it. Destruction has to take place here. The highest on high is the Father. Then comes Brahma and Vishnu. Shankar does not have such an important part. Destruction has to take place. The Father inspires destruction to take place in such a way that no one accumulates sin for that. if it was said that God carries out destruction, he would be blamed for it. This is why it is all fixed in the drama. This is an unlimited drama which no one knows. No one knows the Creator or the creation. Because they don't know him, they have become orphans. They have no lord or master. When there is no father in a family, the children fight, and they are asked, "Do you not have a master?" There are now millions of human beings who have no master. There is fighting in every nation. In the same home, children fight with their father, and the wife fights with her husband. There is peacelessness in the land of sorrow. It is not that God the Father creates sorrow. People think that it is the Father who gives happiness and causes sorrow. However, the Father can never cause sorrow. He is called the bestower of happiness, and so how could he cause sorrow? The Father says, "I make you very happy. First of all, consider yourselves to be souls. Souls are imperishable, and bodies are perishable. The supreme abode is the place of residence of us souls, and it is also called the abode of silence." These words are accurate. Heaven would not be called the supreme abode. Param means the land beyond. Heaven exists here. The incorporeal world is a land beyond, where we souls reside. You play your parts of happiness and sorrow here. When people say that so-and-so went to heaven, it is absolutely wrong. Heaven does not exist now. It is now the Iron Age. At this time, you are at the Confluence Age, whereas everyone else is in the Iron Age. In the same home, the father is in the Iron Age, whereas the child is in the Confluence Age. The wife is at the Confluence Age, and the husband is in the Iron Age. There is such a difference. If the wife takes this knowledge but the husband does not, they don't cooperate with each other. Then there is conflict in that home. The wife becomes a flower, whereas he remains a thorn. In the same home, the child knows that while at the Confluence Age, he is becoming a pure, elevated deity. But the father tells him to get married and ruin himself, to become a resident of hell. The spiritual father says, "Children now become pure. Your purity of the present time will last you for 21 births. This kingdom of Ravan has to be destroyed. People burn an effigy of whoever their enemy is. Therefore, the effigy of Ravan is burnt." There should be so much dislike of that enemy, but no one knows who Ravan is. They incur a great deal of expense in burning that effigy. They do not incur as much expense in burning human beings. These things do not exist in heaven. There, they simply switch on the electricity, and it's on everywhere. There, they do not even have the thought that those ashes will be of some use. There, the systems and customs are such that there is no question of difficulty or tiredness. There is so much happiness there. Therefore, the Father explains, now constantly make effort to remember me alone. This is a battle of staying in remembrance. The Father continues to explain to you children, sweet children, continue to be alert and pay special attention to yourselves. Take care that Maya does not cut off your nose and ears because she is your enemy. You remember the Father, and then Maya blows you away in her storms. This is why Baba says, each of you should write a chart as to how much you remembered the Father throughout the day. Where did your mind wander to? Note down in your diary for how long you remembered the Father. Check yourself so that Maya can see that you are very courageous and that you are paying attention to yourself very well. Be fully alert. The Father now comes to give you children his introduction. He says, you may look after your homes and families, but simply remember the Father. This one is not like those sannyasis. They live on whatever they have begged, but they still have to perform actions. You can tell them that they are hatha yogis. Only the one God can teach Raj Yoga. You children are now at the confluence age. You have to remember this confluence age. It is at this confluence age that we become the most elevated deities. We used to be the most elevated human beings, that is, worthy of worship deities, and we have now become the lowest beings. We have become useless. What are we now becoming? When people study to become barristers, they do not claim a status at that time. Only when they pass the exam can they claim the hat of their status. Then they become engaged in government service. You understand that God, the Highest on High, is now teaching you. Therefore, he will definitely give you the Highest on High status. This is your aim and objective. The Father says, now constantly remember me alone. I have explained to you who I am. I am the Father of all souls, a point of light. I have this entire knowledge. You did not know previously that a soul is a point of light. The entire imperishable parts of your 84 births are recorded in you. Christ played his part and left. He will definitely return once again. All the followers of Christ will also return. Even the Christ soul must now be Tamo Pratan. All the founders of religions, who were the highest of all, are now Tamo Pratan. This one also says, I have become Tamo Pratan at the end of my many births, and I am now becoming Sato Pratan again. The same applies to you. You know that you have now become Brahmins in order to become deities. No one knows the meaning of the variety form image. You children now know that when you souls reside in your sweet home, you are pure. You become impure after coming here. This is why you called out, O purifier, come and purify us so that we can go home to the land of liberation. This point also has to be imbibed. human beings do not understand what the land of liberation is, or what the land of liberation in life is. The land of liberation is called the land of peace. The land of liberation in life is called the land of happiness. Here there is the bondage of the land of sorrow. Liberation in life is called relationships of happiness. The bondages of sorrow are now to be removed. We are making effort to claim a high status. Therefore, you should have the intoxication that you are establishing your kingdom by following Srimat. Jagadamba becomes number one. We will also follow her. The children who now sit on the heart throne of the mother and father claim their throne in the future. Only those who remain busy in doing service day and night can sit on the heart throne. Give everyone the message to remember the Father. You must not take even one penny. People think that when you go to Tairaki on them, they have to give you something. Tell them, simply give us the donation of the five vices. We do not want anything else. We have come to take this donation from you. This is why a Rakhi for purity is tied on you. Remember the Father, become pure, and you will become deities. We cannot accept money from you. We are not those Brahmins. Simply give us the donation of the five vices, and the bad omens will be removed. There are no celestial degrees remaining. There is an eclipse over everyone. You are Brahmins, are you not? Wherever you go, tell them, give this donation and the eclipse will be removed. Become pure. Never indulge in vice. Remember the Father, and your sins will be absolved, and you will become flowers. You were once flowers, but you have now become thorns. Whilst taking 84 births, you have been coming down. You now have to return home. Baba has given directions through this one. He is God, the highest on high. He doesn't have a body of his own. Acha, do Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar have bodies? You would say, yes, they have subtle bodies. However, that is not a world of human beings. This whole play takes place here. How could there be a play in the subtle region? In fact, there is no sun or moon in the incorporeal world, so how could there be a play there? This is a huge stage, a marquee. Rebirth takes place here. It does not take place in the subtle region. The whole of this unlimited play is now in your intellects. You have now come to know that you were deities and that you then fell onto the path of sin. The path of sin is also called the path of viciousness. We were pure for half a cycle. This play of victory and defeat is all about us. Bharat is an imperishable land. It can never be destroyed. At that time, when the original eternal deity religion used to exist, there were no other religions. only those who accepted these things a cycle ago will do so again. There cannot be anything older than 5,000 years. You will first go to the Golden Age and build your own palaces. It is not that your city of gold, Dwarka, will emerge from the sea. They have portrayed deities emerging from the sea, giving platefuls of jewels. In fact, the Father, who is the ocean of knowledge, is giving you platefuls of the jewels of this knowledge. Shankar has been portrayed telling the story of immortality to Parvati and filling her apron with the jewels of knowledge. They also say of Shankar that he used to drink an intoxicating drink. People go in front of an idol of him and ask him to fill their aprons and give them wealth. Therefore, just look how they have defamed Shankar. They defame me the most. This too is part of the play, and it will take place again. No one knows this play. I come and explain the secrets of everything to you, from the beginning to the end. You also know that the Father is the highest on high. No one understands how Vishnu becomes Brahma, or how Brahma becomes Vishnu. You children are now making effort to become part of Vishnu's clan. You have become Brahmins in order to become the masters of the land of Vishnu. It is in the hearts of you Brahmins that you are establishing the sun and moon dynasties for yourselves by following Srimat. There is no question of fighting, etc. in this. No battle between deities and devils ever takes place. Deities exist in the Golden Age. How could a battle take place there? You Brahmins, with the power of yoga, are now becoming masters of the world. Those with physical power attain destruction. With your power of silence, you gain victory over science. You now have to become soul conscious. I am a soul, and I now have to return home. Souls are very fast. Such aeroplanes have now been invented that they can take you from one place to another, far away, within an hour. Souls are even faster than that. A soul leaves one place and takes a body somewhere else, just at the snap of one's fingers. Some even go to foreign lands and take birth there. A soul is the fastest rocket. There is no question of any machinery in this. They renounce their bodies and run somewhere else. It is in the intellects of you children that you now have to return home. Impure souls cannot return home. After becoming pure, you will return home. All the rest will go after experiencing punishment. A lot of punishment is experienced. There, they stay in great comfort in the palace of a womb. Some children have had visions of how Krishna takes birth. There is no question of anything dirty in that. Suddenly there is a lot of light. You are now becoming the masters of paradise. Therefore you should make effort accordingly. Your food and drink have to be clean and pure. Dal and rice are the best. At Rishikesh, sannyasis just take the food from a window and then leave. They are of different types. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Remain alert in paying attention to yourself. Beware of Maya. Keep an honest chart of remembrance. 2. Follow the mother and father and become seated on the heart throne. Remain busy in doing service day and night. Give everyone the message to remember the Father. Give the donation of the five vices and the eclipse will be removed. Blessing. May you sacrifice all consciousness of yourself by keeping a balance of sense and essence, and thereby become a world transformer. Sense means understanding the points of this knowledge and understanding, and essence means keeping the awareness of being an embodiment of all powers as an embodiment of power. If you keep a balance of these two, all consciousness of yourself and all your old things will be sacrificed. By sacrificing every second, every thought, every word and every action in the service of world transformation, you will automatically become a world transformer. Those who sacrifice themselves along with all awareness of their own bodies are easily able to transform the atmosphere with their elevated vibrations. Slogan: remember your attainments and anything of sorrow or distress will be forgotten. Aviat signal: imbibe the personality of spiritual royalty and purity. The foundation of elevated actions is purity. However, purity is not just celibacy. It is elevated. But if there is some special attachment or subservience to any soul, if you are impressed by any soul's speciality, or if you have negative thoughts about any soul, if you speak bad words or words that are not within the codes of conduct, that too is not said to be purity. Om Shanti.